Unit 8. Genetics.
You can thank your parents for your physical appearance, whether you are happy with the way you look or not. Pea plant research conducted by Austrian scientist Gregor Mendel in the mid-1800s taught us that some of our physical characteristics come from our mother, while others come from our father. Then, of course, there are those traits that come from our grandparents, skip our parents' generation, and show up in us. In order to understand exactly which characteristics we get from each relative and why, Mendel began researching traits in pea plants. From 1856 to 1863, he cultivated nearly 30,000 pea plants, hoping to determine why the majority of pea plant flowers were red and only a few were white. Mendel labeled the color white a recessive or weak trait in pea plants, and the color red a dominant gene, because red blossoms were overwhelmingly more common. He found that a pea plant with two recessive white color genes and a pea plant with two dominant red color genes produced a generation of offspring with one recessive white color and one dominant red color gene. Since the red color gene is stronger, this entire second generation of pea plants was red, which explains why there are fewer white pea plants. Despite their infrequency, there is a reason why white pea plants have not died out over time. If a red pea plant with one dominant gene and one recessive gene were to partner with a similar pea plant, their offspring's genetic makeup could result in a wide variety of combinations. The possibilities for this third generation include two dominant genes, one dominant gene and one recessive gene, or two recessive genes. If plants with two recessive genes each produced a fourth generation, the resulting plants would all have white flowers. Therefore, white pea plants continue to exist, but red pea plants are more common. Mendel's findings can be applied to humans and animals as well. Blood type, hair color, height, and eye color are all genetic traits, meaning we get them from our parents. Parents with brown eyes, for example, are likely to give birth to a brown-eyed baby. But as we learned from Mendel's pea plant research, they are also capable of giving birth to a blue-eyed baby if each of them carries one recessive trait for blue eyes. Our genes decide if we will have freckles, dimples, or the ability to roll our tongues, and they explain why siblings generally resemble their parents and one another. Nevertheless, the wide variety of gene combinations that are possible during our creation ensures that no two people are exactly alike.